Hi, this is John Doe back again with a new commentary. So I'm checking out season one, episode two from the television series starring Patricia Arquette titled Medium. Title of the episode is Suspicions and Certainties. It's directed by Vincent Massano. Watching this via a Region 2 DVD, guys, just for syncing purposes. Set the timestamp to zero, episode on pause. Subtitles on if inclined. Countdown in five and we'll get into this. Also, this is a first time watching commentary. So it's season one, episode two from Medium. And the airing year date is 2005. Starring Patricia Arquette. Countdown in five. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit play. And that's the main reason why I'm watching this. Oh, love sequence. Bathed in blue. This is their homage to the 1990s. Bathed in blue love sequence. Warming up my voice, guys. Bear with me. So, oh, is she dead? That's pretty disturbing. Oh, no. The guy's moving. The woman's barely moving. Surrounded. SWAT team. The LA SWAT team. Is it LA? I cannot remember. First time watching as well. Ha ha ha. 10 seconds, mate. He finished in five. Wow. Chopper and in. I think this is the wrong fucking location. Law enforcement. Is she fucking dead? Because the girl in the bed's completely unresponsive. So they're arresting the guy. Yeah, they've not revealed the woman yet. Yeah, she'd be chiming in here. She's vocally completely unresponsive. So I'm guessing potential dead body. Hey, miss. Yeah, she's not responding. Wow. So they've not revealed the body. Oh, man. Does he know her? Okay. She's been dead for 2 weeks. Wow. What the fuck is going on here? So, character names. It's RCO Alison Dubois, Patricia Arquette. Is that a nightmare? Is that a nightmare based off reality? You can say, but then again, what am I talking about? She's a medium, so obviously she can see into other people's like experiences, you know? Full on like clairvoyant type, isn't she, you know? A borderline witch type. She ain't dabbling in witchcraft, but she's not a million miles away from that like ballpark. This old Alison Dubois. So the title sequence is sort of a little bit like minimalistic. It's okay. It's passable. So there we have it, guys. Syncing purposes, title Medium's just appeared on screen. Glenn Gordon Caron, created by. Yeah, that opening completely threw me. I'm really enjoying this, guys. Oh, see, just getting into like episode two, but the pilot was very impressive, you know. I feel like this is a TV series I'm going to warm to in a really good way. And obviously I'm a huge fan of Patricia Arquette. Currently got a playlist devoted to this extraordinary actress on Rumble. So do check it out. I bailed on Severance, guys. Couldn't get into it. Got up to about episode 4 and for me it just wasn't working. So we bailed on Severance. So we're now going to get balls deep into Medium. Yeah, no wonder she's trying to catch up on some shut-eye. It's like waking reality and the sleeping non-reality. Or is it the reality? It's full on with this character, you know? Sort of like overly active imagination. If you are a clairvoyant type, you know? Visions, To some extent, premonitions. What's real, what's like fakery, you know? It's kind of interesting, though, isn't it? This aspect of her having visions, like other people's visions slash experiences, and they're just kind of like random. You know, it's not like based off her like interacting or like potentially touching whoever it is, whoever it concerns, you know. But I think the potential like connecting tissue, it's something a lot of these cases, I guess, revolving around something dark, unresolved, borderline disturbing, you know? Hence why she's been like called in, drafted in, you know? So I'm fascinated to see the extent of this like boyfriend, like husband character, his involvement throughout these episodes, you know? Is he going to be a spanner in the works, or is he going to help her in some way, you know? You ideally you want this husband character to be like a emotional cushion for old Alison Dubois, because her life's pretty full on by the looks of it, you know. So this is a brilliant angle to the character. She is a, I forget, it's been a few months since I watched the pilot episode, but ain't she some kind of like training like training lawyer? And then she's obviously got this added skill set of being a medium, you know? A medium slash lawyer. Absolutely excelling in life, ain't you, old Alison? So I think the location is Los Angeles. In and around, by the looks of it. Right, mate. So, title of the episode, let me have a look. So, Suspicions and Certainties. Trying to read into the title, see if I can figure this one out. So, in like, you know, a lot of these like shows that have got like, I don't know, 10 plus episodes, you do get like your Freak of the Week episode. You think of like X-Files or like Smallville. I've got a commentary playlist ongoing, guys, if you are interested. This is more like Crime of the Week, in it, in regards to a medium. So these two don't like each other. Wonderful. Absurd. So is this a real television show back in the day? It looks like something they've had to create for the world of medium. So it looks like she's chilling out in her home for now. So it's hard to say that opening nightmare, is that anything to do with this episode? It's got to be, isn't it? You know? She's a perceptive type. Yeah, Patricia Arquette does like internal thinking emotion very well as an actress, you know? So a somewhat slow opening after that cliffhanger nightmare sequence. It's only like a 40-minute episode as well. So she's got a fucking child. Fuck's sake, man. Yeah, how many people right now know about her powers? It's not many. She needs a fucking nanny, man. Oh, she's delighted to let her fucking child, somebody else look after her fucking kid. So I'm guessing this is Allison's boss, Manuel Devalos. Oh, premonition. Yeah, let's drop that term. She's all about the premonitions, man. It's almost like I want her to change up her look a little bit to reflect her light. They're not like super. I mean, I don't know, man. I think like obviously medium goes to town with the whole like clairvoyant aspect, you know, premonitions. But it's almost like I want the character to change up her look in some way to like reflect that heightened capabilities, you know. I don't know how she should look. She's more of a corporate lawyer look here, isn't it? You know. To be honest, how does a fucking clairvoyant dress? At one with nature look, you know? Vines and twigs in her fucking hair. I don't know what kind of look. Overly greens and browns. I don't know. Earthly tones, you know? I think that'd be a little bit comical, you know? They're going for a more of a. As I say, she's a. First and foremost, she's a practicing lawyer, so I think that's the look you go for. So I'm just interested to see as these episodes develop, the character develops, gets to grips with her power, special powers. Yeah, they're going to change up her look in any way, you know? So they've got a guy on death row. I'm guessing, is it the guy from the nightmare sequence that opened this episode? Yeah, it's overly laden right now with dialogue. So are we looking to delay it? Is it an innocent guy on death row? Sort of setting up the episode and then she's gonna get out on foot, start asking around. She needs to revisit the crime scene, you know? 'Cause I'm guessing that's what's gonna trigger potential flashbacks, you know. She needs to like walk through the space, relive the moments, you know. So yeah, so pretty slow right now for an episode. I'm enjoying it, but I thought, you know, she's just coming off the pilot, I thought we'd be powering into episode two, full on with the action, but again, slow burner. I've also got to remember that. I don't know how many episodes are in season one or medium, but there's no rush to any of this, you know. Can take its time. So that's a project. I'm watching so many television shows right now. It's your quintessential car interior shot at night, and they. It's a rear screen projected cityscape passing by shot outside. It's not a shot for real, but it works, you know. It's how they control the lighting. Yeah, if you were to actually film this out on location for real, you're gonna have a lot of problems with like the light, you know. So it's easier to stabilize it if you're shooting it in a studio, you know. A lot of people, though, wouldn't even question any of these visuals right now. They'd say, oh, they're shooting for real. It's not quite the case, guys. So she's all spruced up. Where are they fucking heading to? Dinner date? So it's hard to gauge right now if there's any friction between these two or not. Yeah, unusual development right now between the couple. I'm guessing they are married. Dubois is the surname. So nothing right now in regards to connecting it back to this crime. It's sort of like Alison Dubois, like domestic. So social circle right now, they're trying to set this up, you know. Initially don't want to like make her too like isolated. You know that's gonna be a long-term thing, you know? Dictated by her special powers. Not to say that long term she's going to end up alone, but she's going to need a substantial amount of alone time in regards to solving a lot of these crimes, you know? So she's looking at the girl. She's seeing into her like experiences. Just from like the act of perception alone, just staring at her, she's also seeing into her life. That's kind of mad, man. So this is kind of interesting because I thought it was going to be, to some extent, potentially based off like touch. But no, it's not. So they're selling this, her powers, just on the visual. And I guess you just gotta go with it. I kind of like it in the sense that they're not overly explaining her powers, you know? We're just sort of seeing it on screen unfolding. It'll take a few episodes for me to truly lock into this character, but I'm liking it so far. I wonder if they're kind of like visualizing it in a way, i.e., she's still somewhat of a novice when it comes to the being like a potential like long-term medium, you know? As she figures it out, we the audience see it as well, you know, occurring in like real time, I'm guessing. So fuck me, man. We're almost about halfway through this episode. Jesus, man. They're gonna have to power into the guy on death row aspect to this episode, you know? These two ain't gonna end up. I'm calling it divorce incoming between these two at some point. Instead of getting along, they're overly arguing right now. Is her lips a little bit too red in this shot, man? Yeah, the red lipstick is royally jumping out of the screen right now. That's one thing I really respect in regards to Patricia Arquette. She's never like, I know there was a brief period when you go, when you traverse your way between like, I don't know, like True Romance and like Lost Highway. Maybe they were trying to like overly sexualize her as an actress, but I've always respected her stance in regards to the way she conducts herself, whether it's physically or emotionally, she's oh, what's the word I'm looking for here? I think she kind of like respects herself, you know? It's not the type of actress she's gonna be fucking about with like needless like nudity, you know? Anything overly gratuitous, whether it's verbally or physically, you know? A type of actress who's calling the shots when it comes to what roles she ultimately ends up playing, you know? I think we've got another dead body here. Yeah? So this is an oddball sequence. Out in the day, sunshine, and we buy a pause. The woman's not. Oh, it's a bag and fucking tag serial killer at play. Bag and fucking tag. That reminds me of fucking Black Christmas. Bag over the fucking head moment. So again, it's another vision nightmare. Okay. Yeah, I need to seriously pay attention here. Yeah? I'm getting caught out with these fucking visions, you know? I feel like, oh, they're introduced. Well, technically, it's based off a reality-based moment, but it's something obviously Allison's able to perceive, you know? They're giving her all the fucking work now. Oh, the intern, all these unresolved crime cases they're now giving to Allison. Because she's got the capacity of fucking second sight. Look, man. So, questionnaires, okay. Dead heads. Right, okay. Is this your classic newbie at work? Kind of like. Drop them in, balls deep, baptism of fire, throwing her into the fucking deep end, you know? Learn on the job, eh? Yeah, this is a seriously dialogue episode, heavy episode. Don't mind it, it's fine. Whilst I've got my audio fairly loud, I kind of feel like I may have to put on my subtitles moving forward with these episodes. I can hear the audio clearly, but sometimes, obviously, right now I'm doing the commentary. Just the tone of my voice can sometimes override what I'm currently hearing on screen. Yeah, as I said, she's getting to grips with the powers, isn't she? So it's like she's not entirely sure how it works. It seems to be relatively random right now in regards to these visions, you know? Is it potentially based off touch? Is it just her and she looks at somebody? She's obviously having visions while she sleeps, you know? I like it in the sense how they're opening up all of these like possible elements that interconnect with her skills as a like clairvoyant type, you know? Yeah, there's a lot of possibility, right? Or endless possibilities right now in regards to medium, where it could ultimately end up going, you know? And the fact that they did so many seasons, I don't know how many in total. So we got Jonathan McCall. So can she hear his voice? So she's reading what's written down here. Yeah, anything coming off touch? Next case. Or detail, info, incel. Yeah, I don't know right now. She's reading it, but can she actually hear the voice for real? Yeah, I'm not entirely sure right now. These little, like, coloured slips. Passage of time shot, like it, man. Yeah, I don't know what these coloured slips are for. So she actually flash into the moment. Are these like testimonial cases? I don't know if Alison's flashing back here or not. Okay, she's by. Is that a relative? Comatosed? Yeah, I kind of feel like Allison's looking in here. She's still in the office right now, but it's like she's sort of like choppered back through time. She's in the hospital room with this woman who's about to go to town. Can't save her fucking daughter. I don't know. Where's the fucking nurses to? Doctor! Okay, she's having a bad day by the looks of it. Be fucking hilarious if her fucking daughter wakes up now. Oh no, okay. Okay, what is going on here, man? Back to, so Allison's still in this room. Yeah, I kind of like it, man. It's intellectual visuals right now. This is some complicated stuff, man. I think this is how they're going to do it throughout these episodes. They're not going to overly explain a lot of this. A lot of it's sold on the intercutting of visuals spaces, you know? So is Allison just going to let this play out? She's obviously got like this special power. I don't know. Is there maybe a element with the character she could potentially go and sit down with like another like medium type who's potentially got a little bit more experience, like i.e. Allison could be like, look, I've clearly got these like powers of like kind of like a second sight. Can you help me? Can you help me develop this a little bit better, you know, so I can control it a little bit more? I can read into it a little bit more clearly, you know? Okay, cool. Kind of cool. Don't have to speed up the process, don't it, in regards? She's like the prized possession in this law firm, you know? Yeah, a lot of these cases are gonna crack a lot quicker with Allison in tow, you know. Yeah, she ain't gonna be remaining a intern for much longer. Looks like our boss is kind of like blown away by this. Like, unbelievable, man. The amount of information you're currently giving me, you know? She's potentially only been working on these cases for like a few hours, you know? So, based off documented written evidence, Allison's able to flash back and sort of like piece together the blanks. That's how I'm reading this right now. Is she actually gonna sleep for real? She is sleeping. We've had visions, we've seen nightmares, but now that she's like, we actually get a shot of her lying in bed, and I'm like, oh my God, is she actually gonna have another dream or not, you know? Yeah, the structure to this episode is kind of interesting. I'm not saying it's all over the place, but it certainly jumps around, you know? I kind of like it though. It's not like medium or sort of like riffing on any other shows I've ever seen before. It's fairly unique right now. So we've only got about 10 minutes left here. My only criticism right now of this episode 2 from season 1, yeah, her involvement with an actual case is a little bit of a loose structure right now. So there's clearly this guy. Okay, this is the guy that's killing all of these various women. So as I was just saying a moment ago, this is obviously, wow, is it the driving element to this episode? It's a little bit, as I said, it's not occurring throughout the episode. It was at the start, and now we're back in on this random serial killer character, you know? And I'll see Allison locking on to this guy again. It's not really happening right now. So he's absolutely going to town. Oh my God. Okay, so again, she sees it. Again, it threw me. I should have known that that was her having another fucking vision. Why, again, I thought it was just happening for real. Well, it did, but again, she's looking in. Okay. Problem is, it gets to the point where you're like, every new moment, you're going to think, oh, is this Allison asleep in bed or not, you know? So this is the woman. So they've got, okay, and then this ongoing, I'm guessing the guy that she keeps seeing, the serial killer, is still at large. That's occurring right now, I'm guessing. And then we've got this other courtroom case unfolding. There's some guy on death row. You've got the coloured woman. Yeah, because currently Allison's not letting on the fact that she's witnessing this serial killer unloading on, like, various women. She's not... She ain't said anything about it. So she's just letting it play out? I don't know, man. It's Venice. Postcards of fucking Italy. That's Venice. I've been there, guys. Beautiful city. Very smelly. But truly iconic. Or tell me we're going to get a full-blown episode set in fucking Venice involving Patricia Arquette. Probably not. Is this the guy again? Is this another fucking vision nightmare? I'm not entirely sure, man. Pictures on a postcard. Okay, that's a weird... would you even class it as a nightmare? Interlacing a little bit, innit? Reality. Fantasy. So she keeps dreaming about this fucking guy. Yeah, I feel like they could tighten this shit up a little bit better. As I said, I'm not saying it's all over the place, but there's just a lot going on right now. I think slowly they're going to tighten the main character, Allison, into these, like, visions a little bit more clearly. As I said, she's a novice in regards to, I don't know, being a lawyer at the workplace, and obviously, I mean, would we call it a job role? Clairvoyant type. Again, she's somewhat of a novice there, so she's a like developing character, you know. So this is the verdict. So, death. So, serial murderer and rapist. I'm guessing it's the guy. Is it the guy or not? Or is it a different guy? No, it's not. There we go. There's your revelation. So, it's the wrong fucking guy. So, this is great right now. That totally explains why she's been dreaming about this other guy. Because they've got a different guy on death row who's clearly innocent. So it's a race against time. We've got about 5 minutes left here. I think this would be kind of interesting if this episode 2 is unresolved. And then it maybe transitions again into like episode 3. So, yeah, I've got to say the episode is improved substantially based off that revelation. Now I understand the structure to episode 2 a lot better. So, yeah, very good, man. I think what I'll stop doing, guys, is ultimately trying to second guess Medium right now. It's complicated kind of like narrative structure in regards to how it's visualized and like depicted. So I think I'll just go with it a little bit more, let it play out and then enjoy the moments, you know. So the boyfriend husband's just woken up. Shouldn't be reading too much into that. What's the film on screen? Is it a real film? I can't quite tell. I'm not completely sold on this relationship between these two. This guy seems to be like a, I don't know, annoying crux in our life right now. She's got too much on her mind to be stuck in a bloody relationship, you know? There's no way this relationship can be sustained long term based off this Alison character, what I've witnessed so far, you know? She ain't gonna be able to juggle a relationship of this nature, you know? Yeah, so she's brilliant right now, Patricia Arquette. Strong light, intellect, and out with the actress, you know? Just a smart woman, you know? She's got kind of like a mocking, I think the way she sells it in her eyes, like it's unspoken, not like deliberately mocking, like I'm smarter than you, kind of like look in her eyes. Yeah, she's just a cool customer, isn't she? Yeah, you've got to earn your love when it comes to Patricia Arquette. She don't dish it out freely, man. Yes, as I said, they're devoting a lot of time to these two. I kind of wonder why, but again, it's early stages of season one, so I ain't got a problem with it, you know. You develop the characters slowly. So what is he up to, man? Okay, we're back here again. So is it the same social circle? This woman across the table. Yeah, it's like she can gaze into this woman's life. Yeah, we're gonna get further visions here or not. So it's kind of like, yeah, here we go. Potentially, or it could jump around. The aspect of the clairvoyant power doesn't work with everyone. I think it's a good thing because yeah, it's potentially become completely overbearing, overwhelming. One for her, and I'll see us, the audience. Yeah, it'd be too much going on right now if it was triggering with every fucking individual she meets in life, you know? I think ultimately it just works with, I'm not saying like troubled or conflicted individuals, you know? So I think we're closing out the episode here. Don't know if there's any cliffhanger ending or not, yeah? So it's the guy or not? It is the guy. That's weird, isn't it? So she was having visions of this postcard. Yeah, you can see it here with the character. Yeah, she's still in her like development phase here, getting to grips with it, you know. So that's it, by the looks of it. Cool, guys. Episode 2, enjoyed it. Yeah, this is a very interesting television series. As I said, guys, watching it for the first time. So we'll get to these episodes slowly throughout this year. Do bear with me if you are tuning in. Yeah, very nice, man. Very nice. Yeah, John Doe signing off, and I'll be back again soon with episode 3 to medium season 1 by now.